Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I said this before. Trade alert. Penguins trade alert. And here we are, Jimbo. Trade for the Penguins. Welcome into you this morning, by the way, James.
Sprinkles.
He's mixing two commercials. But that's okay. We love it. It just goes to show you Jim watches a lot of television, and especially during the NCAA tournament. But, yeah, Jeff Carter, he's this to me, it's low risk, high reward. Doesn't this feel like, Chris, you know what I'm thinking about this? Isn't this when they traded for Bill Guerin? Doesn't it feel kind of the same way to me or to you?
A little bit. I mean, this team doesn't need the same veteran stability or influence that team needed. But I think in so much as you're getting an old guy who wants one more kick at the can, yeah.
Yeah, and here we go with Pierre LeBrun. We were asking this question about what the conditional picks could become. And Pierre LeBrun reporting just now some of the details in the draft picks involved in the Carter deal. The third-round pick can become a second-round pick if the Penguins reach the cup final and Carter plays in at least 50% of the game. So there is that to me. I look at this like it's a win a lot of the ways around. You acquire him, and at best, he's a second or third line center or winger, and that's what it is for you, can stabilize that third line. At worst, he makes your bottom six a lot deeper, and that's what you're looking for here. And he's a cheaper cap hit than McCann. So what's the negative in all of this, if any at all? And you have a team willing to pick up 50% of his salary. I'm searching and searching for the plus and minuses, and the plus column totally outweighs the minus column here.
Yeah, I mean, you outlined a lot of it. You get the Kings to eat half the salary, which is key to this deal and why you're willing to give up a second rounder if you end up getting to the Stanley Cup final with Carter as a part of the mix. I mean, you can't look at a lineup that is built once everybody's back and healthy, assuming they get everybody back and healthy at some point before the playoffs start, that has Aston Reese, Tanev and Bluger as your true fourth line, and then as your third line, some mix and match of Zucker, McCann, Rodriguez, Carter, and either Gaudreau or Zahorna. I mean, you got a handful of guys to pick from there, depending on what you're facing in a particular given series or game, and depending on who you want to put on the left wing with Malkin and Kapanen. It does. It gives you added depth because Carter can play the middle, will put the puck on the net, and can play special teams as well, Jim.
You know, I'll tell you right away, when I first heard about this, it didn't really excite me. It just didn't. But then I looked into it because I'm thinking, okay, you know, if Jeff Carter was 26 and not 36, then okay. But then when I looked into it and saw what he's been doing at the age of 36, where he's not only on the power play, he's been killing penalties for the Kings, and he's on a bad team, and he shoots the puck. That's the one thing that, when I saw that, that's the one thing that really stuck out to me, is that he's not afraid to let it go. And the Penguins can use guys like that because, as good as they are, we've all seen it. You know, sometimes they're reluctant to shoot. And I don't know why. You know, maybe he'll fall into that. And Colin, I also thought of Bill Guerin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
at least
it's a
I'm
similar
not off,
situation.
Totally off base. You know, I don't think this needs as much of that veteran stability. But go ahead with it, Jim. It just it rings a
no,
little
no,
bit
it doesn't.
True.
No, but it's a guy who has won before, and he doesn't have to walk into the locker room and start picking on Sidney Crosby like Guerin did, which just absolutely loosened everybody up, and that was a big deal. Because it's different now. It's what, 12 years after that. But it's just having a guy that and the other part of it is too, and you guys probably both did this, where I sit there and I jot it down, okay, I got this line here, and I put McCann on Malkin's left wing, and I had Zucker and Carter, and then I got a question mark, and then I got a fourth line, quote unquote, mm-hmm. you know, with the Bluger, Tanev, Aston Reese, and I'm thinking that's great. And then you look at it and you go, one or more of those guys are gonna be hurt. which right. they are right now.
Well, then Zahorna mm-hmm. plays, and you feel good yeah, about that, right?
But Carter can play on, you know, with the elevator guy. You know, you use that term. He can fit in a number of right. On a number of lines and do what's asked of him. So yeah, to me it's a good move.
Chris,
I don't think they
go ahead, Jim.
Better not do anything else today.
No, I'm fine with this. I'm fine with this. And here's the part of it, too. And, Chris, we'll get to what you had to say in a minute, but it may be this even. It gives you the fourth line that you shake your head and you nod and you mm-hmm. go, that's a fourth line. Aston Reese, right. Bluger, Tanev, that's a fourth line. That's not a second line because of injuries. That's not a third line and you wonder, oh, we're putting an AHL fourth line out there. That's a fourth line you feel comfortable giving some minutes to, and you know how the minutes shrink for fourth lines in the playoffs. But if those guys play 7-8 minutes in a playoff game, you know they're going to be max effort. You know they're going to go out there and try to kick somebody's ass, and you know that they may get you a goal. And that's fine.
Well, it gives you the ability to match up. It's a Stanley Cup winning fourth line.
Right.
Is the key here. It's not a it's a playoff team's third line. It's a Stanley Cup contending team's fourth line, because if you do get deep into the playoffs and you're going up against teams that have two quality lines that can go out and score goals, well, you want to be able to match up against both of them. So if you can send Bluger's line out there against one of them and then send the Carter line out there in a defensive posture against the other team's scoring unit, now you're in a good place. It also puts you in a place where if you want to, you can use that third line. Again, in whatever the alignment is, with Carter at center, maybe McCann on the left or Zucker on the left, and who knows on the right, maybe it's Rodriguez. I imagine it'll start out with him there once they get everybody back healthy. It gives you the ability to send a third line out there that can also put the puck on net and score goals and create offense. Your third line needs to be able to do both. Your third line has to be the most versatile line on your roster when it comes to playoff time, and they've got a third line with Carter at center and either McCann or Zucker on one side and Rodriguez or Gaudreau or whoever it may be, Zahorna, on another side that can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I don't think this is, Jim, tied at all to Evgeny Malkin's health or Gaudreau's health or anything like that, or reactionary. I think this is a cobbling of talent, and we'll figure it out whenever Carter gets here. So, and again, it's insulation maybe against one of those two things or against the injuries, but I don't think it's a direct response to either one of those two things.
No, I don't think so. The only one I think that you could look at would be Malkin and Kapanen, and because those guys, or Gino's skating at least, Kapanen's not, and Tanev isn't, I guess, for the time being either, but the Gaudreau thing, you know, obviously they've been working on this before last night's game. I don't think it
right.
happened in 3 hours after, you know, after, oh, Gaudreau's out, we got to go get somebody. So that didn't have anything to do with it, but it's just, it just gives you more guys. Well, and if Colton Sevier and Mark Jankowski, who've scored goals lately, end up getting scratched because of this, and or Zahorna, well, that's too bad, but that's okay, because that means you've got, you know, that many more NHL players.
It goes to show, too, I think, that how some people are in the fan base look at him, and then how the organization looks at him. They look at Evan Rodriguez as a very useful part. He could potentially in all of this. He's going to be the third line right wing guy, and he's going to play alongside Carter and probably
or
with
center.
Zucker. Maybe, but I think he's on that third. I think it goes Zucker, Carter, and Rodriguez. I think Carter's going to play down the middle. At least,
right,
I'm saying
Rodriguez be a center too. But
yeah,
anyway,
they got six or seven guys that mm-hmm. can play center on this
yep.
roster now, which is part of the reason you get a guy like Carter, because he's essentially a much older version, and not quite as fast, obviously, as McCann. You know, it's McCann light but older, because he can play third line center. Or if you're in a pinch and you need a winger on one of those top two lines, maybe he can step up and play that for you. Again, he can go on the power play, and he has no fear about throwing the puck on the net. He leads the Kings in shots this year. He'll sit back and play a penalty killing role for you if you want. You got a little bit of a Swiss Army knife and a guy who's won a couple of cups. You didn't have to give up anything more than a third round pick unless you go to the Stanley Cup final, and then it becomes a second round pick, not in this year's draft, but next year's draft. I don't see a lot of bad with this.
No, me either. I like it. I like it a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.